Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. As trees drop their leaves, they can quickly cover the yard. What should be done with all those leaves? What's right, what's wrong, and what happens if you do nothing? Right now, we are seeing a lot of leaves on the ground. These may be coming from your trees, your neighbor's trees, or maybe everyone on the block. Fall sees deciduous leaf drop, but there can also be evergreen needle drop, and spring will see some evergreens like southern magnolia dropping their leaves as well. The big question, do they need to be picked up? The short answer is yes. The long answer is no, and the best answer is that it depends on your situation. The short answer of yes, pick them up really boils down to what problems can be caused in the short term. Layers of dead and decomposing leaves can kill off areas in the lawn, while larger piles can clog storm drains and drainage ditches. The decomposition can benefit ponds, but can just as easily throw off nutrients and promote algal growth. Of course, the last and least concern is how messy they can look. The general consensus is no, leave them alone. Fall leaves don't need to be completely removed, but they should be utilized. Like previously mentioned, leaf debris can be a nuisance and sometimes cause damage. While they don't have to be burned or destroyed, fallen leaves can still be kept around in the landscape. They can be left alone in some areas to provide overwintering shelter for insects or used for gardening. Instead of leaving thick layers of leaves to coat the lawn, they can be mowed over. Several passes with a mower can chop the leaves into fine organic matter dust that settles into the grass root zones. In addition to the usual fertilizer, that debris can quickly be broken down and also contribute to lawn fertility. On the other hand, you can use a bagger attachment and collect the leaf bits for a compost pile or dump them on the garden bed. Leaving leaves whole can be an effective mulch, kind of like straw. Because they are still easily blown away, they may need to be anchored down by something like dead branches or a light layer of soil. While they will eventually break down into the usual thick mat, it's better on the garden soil than smothering your lawn. They can also be worked into the soil before it freezes, which will cut back on that musty leaf smell and help break up clay to boot. Of course, they can also be used as decoration. The plastic pumpkin leaf bags are well known, and raked leaves can also be used to stuff scarecrow pants. If they do get bagged up for decorations, they can always be saved and added to the soil next year. However they move about, fall leaves can be more useful than the litter we see. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.